thinking of tradition, and you talked a moment about how useful the monarchy can be. Why is the monarchy still useful to us, do you think?
I think really the crown epitomizes the equivalent of the soul of the man in philosophy. It is the life force of the state. So everything that we have in this country emanates from the crown. It is the source of all power. But it also upholds those fundamental pillars of civil society. It is the national focal point. Most countries in the world are born out of bloodshed and independence. We look at July the 4th in America and the Bastille Day in France. We don't have that. So the crown is actually the focal point for our national identity. We come together as a nation, uniting us as a people. Social cohesion comes into being through things like royal weddings and diamond jubilees. And through that, it gives us, I think, in an era of globalization, when we seem to be somewhat unsure as to who we are anymore as a people, it provides us with that grounding element that we need. And additionally to that, I think it's the supreme example of civic duty. The monarchy exemplifies the big society and the concept of engaging in philanthropic activities, engaging in charitable endeavors, and also very much the notion of moral leadership through the examples of the Queen and her mother through self-sacrifice and dedication to duty. So those are things which I think the sovereign and the crown perform as head of the nation, as opposed to just head of state. The head of state is the constitutional functions of opening parliament, signing bills. But as head of the nation, the queen and the monarchy are actually the social heart of the nation. And those are two different roles. And I don't think any other form of government is able to actually play those two together.
And it's a form of government, presumably, you would recommend to anyone. Do you think the world would be a better place if every country had a king and queen?
Well, not necessarily every country, but I certainly think that there are many countries in the world that will benefit from it. You know, many people sort of seem to think that monarchies are somehow anachronistic and out of date. Norway, Sweden, the Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. Nobody would regard those as being antiquated or behind the times. Neither are monarchies, you know, inherently conservative. I mean, if you think Sweden or the Netherlands or Denmark are socially conservative, I think you're profoundly mistaken. But certainly in places such as the Middle East, for example, I think you would find that monarchies are more able to bring all factions underneath their umbrella. In Afghanistan, for example, King Zahir Shah, who was the king of Afghanistan for many years until he was deposed by fundamentalists, was still regarded as father of the nation all the way through till his death a couple of years ago.